She had two years down. She came in comfort. Because if she said it, if she had her ears done, became she, then she couldn't become Knei anyway. Damkein she is Knei. But Zohar saw Shnei Yomim Bishayv, in comfort. Indeed, Alfeim, Shebenido, Lenido, Shebenido, Lenido. She saw, so Zohar saw Shnei, Vilishlishi, Pilo. And then on the third day, the Meizive, she had a miscarriage. Then he does my pillow. In other words, she doesn't know. Maybe she had a real miscarriage of a fetus. What is considered a fetus if the fetus is already 40 days old? But suppose the fetus is 39 days old? So that's like Ruach pillow. So in other words, she doesn't know whether it's Ruach pillow or Vadi pillow. And assuming that Vadi pillow, so she doesn't know whether Zohar on the cable. You can never know. I mean, if the fetus is so young, so you couldn't determine the gender anyway. So Lishlishi pilo ben yidas mai pilo hareze sofik zive sofik leide mi viokom veininechal. So what's the sofik? Sofik leide, sofik zive. Shema leide, shema zive. Shema loizu veloizu. In vladu v'lihuasa v'psichas hakever harei leide. In other words, this braise assumes that it's possible to give birth to a child without a discharge of dam. So, in other words, if it had been impossible, then she certainly would be a zavedele, because one fact is established, that she did have two rias and two successive days. In other words, let's say the woman had an initial rias dam on the first of this, and then she had another rias dam on the eighth of this, and she, so that's Yimezive already, and she had another rias dam on the ninth of this, and on the tenth of this, she's confused what happened to her on the tenth of this. She knows that she had a miscarriage. Whether it was a miscarriage in the early days of the fetus, and that's considered like Ruach Pilo, or it's already beyond 40 days, so that she doesn't know. And she had a miscarriage. It's possible that she had a miscarriage without bleeding. She don't know. Maybe there was bleeding. Now, if there was bleeding, and since it was Bishayfi, so Mele, she definitely became Zobik Deila. She has to count Zayniki. If there was no bleeding, so a Zobik Deila she didn't become. But if she had a miscarriage of a fetus that was 40 days old, and it was a Zohar, so then she's Tomei Tumas Leide 7 days, in addition to Zayniki. If it was a miscarriage, a fetus, a Kevo, so then she's nearly the 14 days. And suppose there was no discharge of dam, it was a little yabeshte, a miscarriage yabeshte. So then she only has to count 14 days to Maslidin Kive, but not Zainikin. But maybe it wasn't a little yabeshte, it wasn't a miscarriage yabeshte. Some mele she has to count Zainikin over and above the 14 days, but she doesn't know anything. So it's possible that she's not Tomei at all. She's not Tomei at all. In case it's Ruach Epilo. Ruach Epilo means the fetus was less than 40 days, so it's considered like Ruach, and there was no bleeding. So then she's not Tomei at all, nothing at all. And it's possible that she's Tomei 7 days. It's possible that she's Tomei 14 days. And there is a possibility that she's Tomei 14 days in Itumas Leide, plus Zainikin, because she did bleed. So she doesn't know anything. How is it Sofik Zive, Sofik Leide? Now, a Yeledes has to bring a korb, but only if she had a miscarriage of a fetus of 40 days old. But suppose it was Ruach Pilo less than 40 days, so then she doesn't have to bring a korb. So if Sofik she brings a korb, then in Echav. V'yimilidoso shenereya ben, Eilin lo nisvir azivoso. In other words, suppose she doesn't bleed. So then we can count the Zayinikim within the 14 days that she has to count, because of the possibility maybe the fetus was in a cave. So Rashi says, something later, something is even, later, Shem is evil. Shem aloizu, aloizu, in vladu, aloizu, aloizu, psichas hakever, harleide, aloizu, ive. Vim, in vladu, aloizu, dam, psichas hakever, aloizu, ive, vim, kam leide. Vim, vladu, vladu means 40 days old. And ruach, pila means less than 40 days. Vim, in kalim, vim, vladu, aloizu, dam, leide, harizu, let us be safe. Vim, niftach, kever, aloizu, dam, Veini Vlad, let's say the fetus was less than 40 days, and there was no dam, and Kaloizo Veloizo. Hilkach Zobiku, Vinatu Oleo Chimalei Delitam Ishwai, Afil Loitir, Vichim Azir Veshe, Kols Man Shloitiv Sivzayni Kim Lititaya, Umi Vekom Veneno Acho, Shemo in Kaloi Leide Veloizi Ve. So the Braise says Vimilidoso Shinrein Ben Elisvilaso. But the Braise mentions it in a certain context, in connection with this kind of a woman, who is a Sofikil Zoho Shaloi Bizein. Sofikil Eres Likeivo Shaloi Bizein. Sofikil Eres Zoho Bizein. Sofikil Eres Likeivo Bizein. I mean the four possible, or there is a fifth alternative. In other words, there are five possibilities. One possibility is that she stays all the time. She's not a yieldess, and nothing, and not is over nothing. Another possibility is she is over, but not a yieldess. Another possibility is she is a yieldess, but not the same. A yieldess or chavzeh. Another possibility is she is in the cave, but not the same. Another possibility is she is in the cave of the same. The cave is in the cave of the same. So, all these possibilities. So, in connection with this woman, who is subject to all these possibilities, the price says, Yivulidosa Sheireya Ben, Eyon Lo Yisira Zivoso. Omar Rav Kope. So in other words, so Rav Kame tried to be patient. This Abaya of the Gemara, that the Abaya was whether Yivulidosa Sheireya Ben Eilin or not Eilin. So the price says that it's Eilin. So Rav Kope says, no, it's no Raya from the price. We can say, that Melidosa Shemereya Ben is Eilin Eilin Yisvira Zivoso. But Shane Hosom, in this Braise, it's Eilin because of his Vexveike. Kiv Vikali Meimar Yolede Zochali, Vichol Hameshiva Yisera Vika Yevinolo, Sal Kolom Yisvira Zivoso. In other words, here there is his Vexveike. Here there is his Vexveike. So, one's possibility is that she's not even a Yeledes Mizeiv altogether. So she doesn't have to count Zaynikim. She doesn't have to count Zaynikim. Maybe there was a Lady Yabesht. So she doesn't have to count Zaynikim. Assuming that she wasn't really Yabesht and that she has to count Zaynikim. But maybe she was only Yeledes Zoho. She was only Yeledes Zoho. A Yeledes Zoho has to count only 7 days to Maslaydeh. So Mimele, and she has to count 14 days Mimonevshech, because of the possibility maybe she Yoledes Nikeve, apart from the possibility of Yoledes Bizeiv. So she cannot be Tiveles before the night of the 15th anyway, because of the possibility maybe she miscarried Nikeva. So Mimele, when she is Tiveles on the night of the 15th, so then the Braise says that Mitzat Zvexveike, she is Muteres Lebaile. Not because in all situations, so Yimilidoso Shinrei Ben Elzir Zivoso. No, in this particular situation, so Yimilidoso Shinrei Ben Arilin, because of Isvexveike. Maybe she was not in Yoledes, maybe she's not in Zobe altogether. She's not in, she doesn't have to count Zaynikim. Assuming that she has to count Zaynikim, she is Yoledes Mizei. But maybe she only miscarried his ocho. So Mimele, the second 7 days, in the 14 days that she counted, so one at Yimitume. So it's already Yimiteya. So Mimele is it is certainly ill is because it was. So Rav Kope says, 1 second, please, don't interrupt me. So Rav Kope says that we cannot deduce from this Braise that Yimilidoso Shinereya Ben is Eilin Eilin Yisvira Zivoso. Maybe he's ailing, maybe it's even ailing. But here the Braitze says that you can count them because of his vexing. Omarley Ravuna prayed Rav Yeshua Rav Pope, be you let his Zochalikalis Vuke, be you let his Nikeva Lekalis Vuke. Obviously, when the Braitze says, Vilodoshish Nerea Ben Ailis Razivoso, has general implication, not in this particular case. But generally it is so, because if generally it's not Eile, how could it be Eile here? What? But here's a good argument, Rav Pope. Zvexveke, so Tesis explains it. The time the Ravuna Ben Rabbi, so he says, Bilele Zocho Ike Lisvuke, Bilele Snekeva Lek Lisvuke. So there is a possibility that she is Yelele Zvezeid, and that she miscarried in the cave. And she miscarried in the cave. And so Mimele, so how does the Braise say that if she counted Zayin's 7 clean days within the 14 days, so on the night of the 15th, she's developing some materials by Bailo, so it's a riot that generally it is so. El Lav Shmameno, El Shmameno. So Tesis says, Vitaim Ravuna Breed Rav Yeshua, Aval Gav Dehav Esmek Zveke, Mikol Mokim, Ibeal Mein Eilin, Hochanam Behavul Mikzarot Bel. In other words, so mit Rabono, the Braise couldn't say that here it can count, because if generally it's Eile, all right, so there is no Choshi for a Mich, but if generally it's not Eile, so mit Rabono we shouldn't say that it's Eile here, because if we allow it to be Eile here, then people will make a mistake. In every situation, they'll count it. So, since the Braise allows it in this case, so it's a raya that the Braise allows it in everything. Anyway, so, read the Rav Netam. The Braise, so first Rav Netam says that even if you assume that the Braise, Daf Nun Dalet, holds like Chove, but we pass like the Braise, Daf Choftes and Lamed. But then he says, no, the Braise, Daf Nun Dalet, does not necessarily have to agree with Rove, maybe the Braise Daf Lamed Aleph also agrees with Abayev. But the reason is why the Braise over there says that it's Eile, because in that particular context, it's Eile because of his Vexvei. With them, Rav Netam, the Braise, the Bosim, the Kilo, Memek, the Forsh, the Rav, Pope, the Mishim, the Eime, the Yolda Zohar, Locha, Eile, Shem, Rosh, Eile, Shem, Rosh, Eile, Shem, Rosh, Eile, Shem, Rosh, So, at first, Tesis says that it's Mashmah, like Rav Netam. Midiktode, Vin, Kobone, Nechal, Why is it Kobon in Echal? Because we are Cheshesh, maybe she was not a year altogether. Maybe it's Ruach Epiro. Maybe the fetus wasn't even 40 days old. So that possibility that maybe the fetus was not even 40 days old, so is considered. Because it says Vein Kobon in Echal, Im Kenikel Meima, Eima Lo Yoldo. Im Kenikel Meima, Eima Lo Yoldo. Im Kenikel Meima, Lo Yoldo. So, Vafilo Yoldo, Eime Yoldo Zoho. So since we see that the Braise considers the possibility that the fetus was not even what, he was less than 40 days old, as something likely, because if the Braise had not considered it as likely, but as something unlikely, so then the korban should be nechal too. So the fact the Braise says it's not nechal, that means it's a sofik whether she's a yildes. Maybe she it's ruach epira. So the mele, that sofik is considered as a good sofik. So the mele, since that sofik is one sofik, So then it is vexeke, because one sofik is a real sofik ashoko, that may be ruach epir, voraye, that we say in echa, because after all, if it hadn't been considered as a sofik midraise, a sofik ashoko, so if on the basis of rov we should say that in all probability, the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a fetus that is already 40 days old, so what heta do we have to abstain from being mikayim mitzvah of eating the korban? So that shows that on the raisa level, there is a real sofik. Maybe The fetus wasn't even 40 days old. So, and then there is an, and assuming that it was 40 days old, maybe it was his ochot, it is just as likely that the fetus was his ochot as it is that the fetus was in the cave. So, maybe it's a real svexi. Vafil yonga ima yonga zocho. Viteida, the rekibel divre rabune de hosom. Vile hodobe. In other words, even though Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua says that it is a raya muchachas from that price, but Rav Pope did not concede to Rabune. How do we know that Rav Pope, after hearing what Rabune said, did not concede to Rav Pope, did not concede to Rabune? Vidina will keep the Rabune do some, will hold away, and will sober the inhaling, with the coma bishmaitzin, Rav Pope Oma, Alkoho, Hanon Bays, Alkoho, Hikishana Kosu. And if we are assuming that Rav Pope, after hearing what Ravune Breit Rabbi Yeshua said, so he considered Ravune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, so that means that Rav Pope in the end also held that he may Reide Shein Reyeben is Eli Misviras Zugoso. So Memele, then we are forced to apply this braise and on the base like Rav Elazar. Like Rav Elazar. In kin al kor tzuka leik leik Rav Elazar. Ki de meik me robe. Va amai dochik leik leik Rabonon de Rav Elazar. De amre idon in efsha mishi efsha. Ki di blabo chetzoch leik leik Rav Elazar. De oma. De oma. Ein eilin. El vada el yodo. Umi u iga sino liil. De oma asim se Rav Elazar. Vi hoche Rebbe Elazar. Eile chiyach. Clue. In other words, because the question is, how are we geres over there? Because over here we are, it's Rebbe Eliezer. So he says, Homani Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Name. So he says, Omar Avachad Bebarame Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Donon Efsher Mishi Efsher, Rebbe Eliezer with the Yud after the Lame. Now there are two persons, the one, the Tane, who says that even something that is not Gerim Ziv to Mazivo, Iseiser, is there too, it's Rebbe Eliezer, is the same Tane, or there it's Rebbe Elazar, not Rebbe Eliezer. So if we are Gerim, if we umiu igasna liyo domaseiser Rebbe Elazar, vi hoche Rebbe Eliezer, in lich yachlum, so mainly we cannot say, King the Blavoche Tzolch Lukmeki Rebbe Elazar, Domar in Eilim. No, it's Blavoche Tzolch Lukmeki Rebbe Elazar, not necessarily Ki Rebbe Elazar. All right, so then there is no right. Vidivrei Rav Pope de Likamon, Ike Limeima, Deine Ike. So now, at first, they said, like Rav Natan, that what Rav Pope says, Rav Kane mentioned the raya from that price that he made the shein raya ben is even with Sfira Zichos. So then Rav Pope said that there is no raya because maybe it's a maybe. But the reason is why the price in that context says alien on the basis of Svexek. And Ravune Breit Rabbi Yeshua says no, it's not on the basis of Svexek. So Rav Natan said that Divrei Rav Pope is Ikya, because he didn't concede to Ravune Breit Rabbi Yeshua. So now he says that it's possible to say, not like Rav Natan, that Rav Pope's memre is not Ikya. In other words, that we say like Ravune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, that from that Braise Yitzirayim, that Yimelei Deshen Yereyeben, so is Eilei Sfira Zivoso, because if generally it would not be Eilei, so in that particular case it wouldn't be Eilei either. V'divrei Rav Pope l'kamon Ikar l'mema Deini Ikar. Deini Ikar, in other words, but Ikar is like Ravune Breit Rabbi Yeshua. But why isn't it Ikar? After all, Rav Pope mentions a very strong argument. It's a Svexvei. So Tein says, in the Dafnit Nundalad explains it on the basis that if generally speaking it would be a Neile, so the Mele, even in this particular case where there is a Svexveike, with Rabbonon we should be Machmia, we should be Gezia, Here Teisa says something else. So, the Vilna Pocket will come and kill Nima Deli Iker, Avalpi the Habis Vexveke. The Avalpi the Habis Vexveke. Afil Hoche, Shavu Hashemi, Eine Eile, Lisvira Zivoso, Dikali Meichash, Dilma Nikevi, Kidom Ravune Oso, Mishum Dike Name, Mishum Dike Name. So, why, even though it appears that Rav Pope's argument is a very strong argument, because after all, how can we deduce from this brayse, the generally speaking, maybe in that particular case it's Eile, because we have a Svexveke. What's the Svexveke? Because the Svexveke is that Vafil Hoche Shavu Hashemni, the Ikele Meichash, Dilmo, the Nikeiwe, כי בקום רבו נהוסו, משום דהי כנאם סווקס וייקה, בסייף ימיתיה, דיסס רלו, כי דפריש אסליל, גבי המפלס חייבי. Now the Maram explains it. So the Maram explains it. In other words, we cannot apply that Svexveke. Ravuna Brid Rabbi Shua, it says, if generally, so Yimilei Shein Reyebe, is Eilei Lisfira Zivoso. So here you couldn't say that it's Eilei because of the Svexveke. What's the Svexveke? The Svexveke, Likule is, because Eima Lo Yoldo. So she doesn't have to count Zayikim altogether. Im Timtel Eima Yoldo, Eima Zocha Yoldo. So Mimele, so, on the eighth day, so it's already after the Yimei Tumas Leideh. So Memele, the second 7 days, within the 14 days, is not Yimei Tumas Leidoso. Because if you are going to apply that Svexveke that way, so sometimes you will face a conflict. Because suppose this woman who had a miscarriage, and she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage it was, whether it was Ruach Pilo, Vlad Pilo, Zohar, Mikheime, Bizeiv, not Bizeiv, she doesn't know anything. So, suppose this woman will have an initial rias done on the 34th day as of the miscarriage. On the 34th day as of the miscarriage. She'll have an initial name. So of course she'll be a soul of Bible. She'll be a soul of Bible because she cannot because she doesn't know. Maybe if she knew that she was a Yelena Snikeva, some male, the 34th day, as of the miscarriage, is still within the Yelena, 66 days. But she doesn't know. Some male, so if she has an initial riyas dam on the 34th day is of the miscarriage, so she has to be chesheshes. Maybe it's already after the miteya. So maybe she has to start. She has to count 7 days. 7 days imenida. Now, so suppose a woman will have an initial riyah on the 34th day, and then she'll have another riyah on the 41st day. So maybe. There we should say that all she has to do when she has a second riyah on the 41st day, after she had the riyas dam on the 34th day, she has to count only one clean day, and the night after the 42nd day, she should be interested by bailo on the basis of Svek Sveke. Because number one is maybe one possibility is that she was not a Yeledes altogether. If she was not a Yeledes altogether, so she never had any Yeleteya. So now on the 34th day she had an initial riyah that started the Yemenide, the cycle of Yemenide. Now on the 41st day, so that's the 8th day as of the day of the initial riyah. So she is of Ektane, and she counted one clean day, she should be able to be with the Veles and with Teres Lamayo. So in other words, so that's one sophit, one possibility on the basis of which, if she counts one clean day, if she saw an initial riyah dam on the 34th day, and then she saw another riyah dam, she had another riyah dam on the 41st day, so on the night after the 42nd day, so she should be with Teres Lamayo. Because of the possibility, maybe she was not a Yeledes altogether. If she was not a Yeledes altogether, so the Triyeh on the 34th day started the cycle of Yemenide, and the 41st day, the Yemezive. So she was a Zobektane. She counted one day. Now it's already the 43rd day. So she should be Tiveles in Teres Lamayo on the basis of that possibility. In Timtzoleina, that she was not a Yeledes, so one possibility later is she was not Yeledes altogether, the Tuach Epilo. And then in Timtzoleima, the Tvad Epilo, maybe she was Mapil and Ikeva. If she was Mapil and Ikeva, so both Riyas won Yemeteya. So she certainly returns the Bailo after she counts one clean day, but we couldn't apply that Svek Sveke in regard to that woman. Because if we tell her, now that on the night of the 15th she can be Tiveles and Mumiteres Libayla because of his Svek Sveke, maybe she was not a Yeledes altogether. In case she was a Tiveles, I'm sorry, in case she was a Yeledes, maybe she was Mapil Izocho. So maybe she already counted Zainikin in from the 8th to the 14th inclusive. So how can we now we apply the Svek Sveke the other way, and be mad to her after she counted one clean day, the 42nd day, so as of the miscarriage, we allow her, how can we allow her to be Tiveles the night of the 43rd, and do Teres Lebailo on the basis of Svek Sveke, number one, maybe she was not a Yeledes, so Mimele, the second riyah that she had on the 41st day, was really a riyah in the Meizive, so she only became a Zomiktane, and she counted one clean day, so she was Teres Lebailo, and then assuming that she, assuming that she was not, she was not a Yelede, assuming that she was a Yeledes of Ivlad, maybe she was Mapil and Ikeimo, so Mimele, both riyahs took place in Yemeteya, so, but, this Svekzveike would be diametrically opposed to the other Svekzveike. So that's a klal in Svekzveike, that if we apply Svekzveike, in other words, that's one of the klalim in Svekzveike. The Shas mentions that in the klal in Svekzveike, in Simen Kufyud. In other words, that we cannot apply Svekzveike if there is a possibility that in the future there will arise a situation where we'll have to apply Svekzveike the other way. So we could not apply this Svekzveike, because if we apply this Svekzveike that way, and we take advantage of the possibility that Zohar Lipiro, maybe she'll have a Riyaz Dam on the 34th day, and then a Riyaz Dam on the 41st day, and then she'll count one clean day, and then she'll be Tivelis, and we'll have to say she's Muteres Lebayla on the basis of the other Svekzveike. So maybe we cannot apply this Svekzveike either. This is what Tesvis is saying. So, the Dibra popular common Klanima Veinika, Avobaf, Avopi, the Hadda Svekzveike. There is Svekzveike. Vafil Hoche, Shabua Shein Ein Eilu is Sfira Zivoso. Vikil Meichal Kiyo Menikeiwe. In other words, we cannot rely on the Svekzveike. Maybe no Yeledes altogether. Assuming Yeledes, maybe it's Yeledes Zoho. No, we have to be Cheshish for the possibility that she was a Yeledes Nikeiwo, she miscarried in Nikeiwo. Why? Because we don't know. Maybe she'll have a Riyaz Dam on the Yom Lamedalet, and then another Riyaz Dam on Yom Memalet, and then we'll have to apply that Svekzveike. Maybe she will Yeledes Nikeiwo. So both Riyaz were Yemiteya. Kidi, wie kann ich mich halt um die Kehle hin, kidi, komm mal auf eine Hossam, mich um die Kehle Svekzveike, bis ich hier mit dir, die Satzlo, kidi, Parisches Lio, gab ein Appell des Chayavei, und mir, kidi, den Kobono Nechal, ich kebe Lavoche Svekzveike, Shemo Loi Roaso, va filo Roaso, Shemo Loi Yo. So then, Tetsis now says, no, that we have to say, that Rav Poppe did not concede to Rav Huna Pereit Rav Yeshua. Even though Rav Huna Pereit Rav Yeshua says that we cannot apply a Svekzveike here, because that Svekzveike possibly might be diametrically opposed to another potential Svekzveike, but he said, no, he does not, we can still be Matia. So he says, because here we have a Svekzveike without coming in conflict with the other possible potential Svekzveike. Why? Because since we say that in Kobon and Echal, so that means that the Gemara considers it, that the Braise considers it as a Sofak Ashok, the possibility that she did not miscarry Vlad, the Truach Epilo, that means it, that the fetus was less than 40 days old, that is a Sofik HaShoko, that involves a Sofik HaShoko, not a remote possibility. So the Mele, so we can apply a Svekzveike here, a kind of a Svekzveike that will not necessarily be in conflict with another potential Svekzveike. Why? Bilavoche in Svekzveike, Shemo Loiras. Number one, in other words, we can say, that generally speaking, so you Meleide, Shemi Reyaben, is in an alien Lisfira Zivos. But here the Braise says she can count the from the 8th till the 14th Lisfira Zivoso. Why? Because of his Svekzveike. Number one, maybe she had no discharge of that. She had no discharge of dam. She had a miscarriage, but there is a possibility of having a miscarriage without bleeding. So that's one possibility. So she certainly doesn't have to count Zayin Ki if she never bled, and the miscarriage was a miscarriage yabesh. Assuming that the miscarriage was not a miscarriage yabesh, but maybe the vlad was less than 40 days old. So now this Svekzveike
will not be in conflict with the application of his vexveike later on, in case she sees down on the 34th, and then she has another year's down on the 41st, so then we'll be able to apply his vexveike heter without colliding with this vexveike, because then we'll apply his vexveike as follows. We'll say, maybe it's lo yoldo, and if it's yoldo, if it is yoldo, so maybe it is yom mikevo. So both are imiteya. So if we apply this vexveike, maybe we was adam altogether. Maybe it was a nifores, a miscarriage yabeshte. If Timtzalayim out that it wasn't a miscarriage yabeshte, maybe there was no vlad. So mele, then it will not come in conflict with another potential svexveike, because the other potential svexveike will consist, maybe it's lo yoldo, intim tzolima yoldo, maybe he peel on the cable. So that svexveike will not be in conflict with the svexveike, maybe we roaso dam, intim tzolima roaso, maybe lo yoldo. So memele, Rav Popper does not have to concede to Rav Unebrig Ravishu. ומיו, קיבן דה קבון הנחל, איקב לבו חסבק סבקה, שמו לרוע עשו, ואפילו לרוע עשו, שמו ליולדו. So ממילא, we don't have to say that רב פופה. So ממילא, it's possible that רב פופה did not concede to רבון הברית רבי ישוע. So, in other words, so on the contrary, so it's possible that Rav Pope did concede to Rav Unebrei de Rav Yeshua. So, Mimele, then we have to pass in that he Mimele. You see, because Rav Unebrei de Rav Yeshua says that from the Braise it's Muchach. From the Braise it's Muchach, that Mimele Shinerei Ben is Eilim Yisvira Zivoso. Rav Pope says from the Braise it's not Muchach. From the Braise it's not Muchach. We could say that it's a male Isvira Zivoso, generally speaking. But here it's a male because of his vexveike. So Rav Unebrei de Rav Yeshua said, no, you cannot apply his vexveike, because that will come in conflict with another potential vexveike. So Teisa says, no, but it does not, according to Rav Pope, it does not have to come in conflict with another potential vexveike, because we could apply vexveike in both. The first vexveike right now, Ligabe, counting the Yimeleide for the Sfiras in Izivoso, consists of his vexveike, maybe Liroaso, Intitzolima Roaso, maybe Liodo, and the other potential vexveike will consist, maybe it's Liodo, Intitzolima Yodo, maybe Nikeva Yodo, maybe Nikeva Ipilo. So Mimele, this vexveike is a good vexveike. So, since this vexveike is good vexveike, so maybe there is no hechrach from the braise, that this braise holds that generally we don't say, we say, yimilidoso sheini reyebehen, is eil misvira zivoso. Maybe generally it's eil eile, but here it's eile because of this vexveike. So maybe we can say like Hamleta. This is what Jesus means. Veimer Hamletam, the Milede Shinereben, who lamed the Altigam, the Lulachim with Mayo before he came in the Arab. We have Sadi Kosa, the Noshim Shalonu, the Hashim on the Kayon of Bizei, Imovuni made to Mazayan Rizoho, or Yidalid in Kimo, the Sofra Shivonikim, the Meitea, or Yafil of Meitume, Muteras Lebailo, Admem Rizoho, or Payo in Kimo, Ava Pishere Dam, Hakosov Kori Damtea, Shechem Shon Hachomi. Yimileide shenireya ben ilu ismir esfira zivoso hari behedi achelik al rameta. So in other words, we see that all the reshenim achelik al rameta. All the reshenim achelik al rameta. So Rav Sadi Goyen also passes that yimileide shenireya ben is in ilu ismir azivoso. Amin izeilu ismir azivoso. We hold we come up mapeles shmam nadalet. But one of Rametam's rayas is, why? If the halacha is that Yimileide Shenireya Ben is Eili L'Sfiras Zivoso, And the price of Teyah certainly holds. So when the Gemara says Shmam Metlach, so the Gemara should say Shmam Metalach. Bishleim, if we say like Hametam, the Gemara is only saying Shmam no Gimel. If those Gimel accord with Shites that are controversial, and we don't pass like that. But, so, Mashem came, this aloche, that in Leide Shein Rebbe is Ein Eil Yisrael Zivoso, that's not Shaloi Alibin Yilchase, that's Alibin Yilchase. Then the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamino, because that's, we pass like it. But if we are going to assume that we don't pass like that, and that Braise holds like that controversial view, some male in the Gemara should say Shmamino Dale. Behold, we come up to Shmam and Dalit, your name, which we come out later, the Muslim name, our man of training, can you come a Shmam and Rabakivi, Shmam and Rabshimini, Shmam and Tulu is man of Mitzvah, Lafukim and Rabbi Isib Rabiude, our behold, the name, the Muslim name, our man of Rabbezari, the Labai and the Kula of my name. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say Shmam and Oye Mereide, Shinereinde, because according to Abai, all the Tanoim hold that it's a name. That all the Tanoim hold that it's in Eile. So the Mele, the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamino. Shmamino, you may lay the Shinereya ben, in Eile, in the Meisver, in the Meisver also. Alright. Now, Rabbi Omar, in this itself, Vim Tema. For Rabbi Seder Mifirik Bey is the Efshal Psychas Akeva Breidam, Vim Keim Tiste, the Hochadin on Shiva Mikini Midam. So now Rabbi Seder.